This is the Sakar Merli of the 11th of December 2025. Essence, sweet children, at this confluence age, you belong to the Brahmin community. You now have to change from human beings of the land of death into the deities of the land of immortality. Question. On the basis of understanding which knowledge are you children able to have unlimited renunciation? Answer. You have the accurate knowledge of the drama. You know that according to the drama, the whole land of death has to be burnt. This world is not worth a penny. We have to become worth a pound. Whatever happens in the drama, it is going to repeat identically after a cycle. This is why you have unlimited renunciation of the whole world. Song. You are the fortune of tomorrow. Om Shanti. You children heard a line of the song. The land of immortality is to come. This is the land of death. This is the elevated confluence age in between the land of death and the land of immortality. The Father teaches us now at the confluence age. He teaches souls. Therefore, he says to you children, sit in soul consciousness. Have the faith that the unlimited Father is teaching you. Our aim and objective is to become Lakshmi and Narayan, to change from human beings of the land of death into the deities of the land of immortality. Your ears would neither have heard such teachings, nor would you ever have seen anyone telling children to sit in soul consciousness. Develop the faith that the unlimited Father is teaching us. Which Father? It is the unlimited Father. It is incorporeal Shiva. You now understand that we are at the elevated confluence age. You have now become part of the Brahmin community. You then have to become deities. Previously, you belonged to the Shudra community. The Father comes and changes you from those with stone intellects into those with divine intellects. You were originally those with Satapratthan divine intellects, and you are now becoming those once again. You should not say that you were the masters of the Golden Age. In the Golden Age, you were the masters of the world. While taking 84 births and coming down the ladder, you changed from Satapratthan to Sato, Rajo and Tamo. Originally, when you were Satapratthan, your intellects were divine. Then alloy became mixed into you souls. Human beings do not understand this. The Father says, you did not know anything, you only had blind faith. It is called blind faith when you worship someone or remember someone without knowing him. By forgetting your elevated religion and elevated actions, you become corrupt in actions and corrupt in religion. From being in their divine religion, the people of Bharat have become corrupt. The Father explains, in reality, you are the ones who belong to the family path. When those deities become impure, they can no longer be called deities. That is why they changed their name and called themselves Hindus. This also happens according to the drama plan. Everyone calls out to the One Father, O Purifier, come. He is the only Godfather who is free from rebirth. It is not that there is anything without a name or form. The form of a soul and the Supreme Soul is very subtle. A soul is called a star and also a point. Shiva is worshipped, but he does not have a body. And a soul, a point, cannot be worshipped. Therefore, in order to worship him, they make a large image of it. They believe that they are worshipping Shiva, but they do not know his name or form. It is only now that the Father comes and explains all of these aspects. The Father says, you do not know about your births. They have told a lie about 8.4 million species. The Father now sits here and explains to you children. You have now become Brahmins and are to become deities. People of the Iron Age are Shudras. The main aim and objective of you Brahmins is to become deities from ordinary human beings. This land of death is an impure world. It used to be the new world where the deities ruled. There was only their kingdom. They were the masters of the whole world. The world is now Tamopratan. There are many religions. The deity religion has disappeared. No one knows the history and geography of the world in regard to when or for how long the deities ruled. Only the Father comes and explains this to you. This is the Godfatherly World University, whose aim and objective is to make you into the deities of the land of immortality. This is also known as the story of immortality. You become deities and conquer death with this knowledge. You will never be eaten by death there. There is no mention of death there. You are conquering death according to the drama plan. The people of Bharat make 5 to 10 year plans. They also believe they are establishing the kingdom of Rama. The Unlimited Father too has a plan to create the kingdom of Rama. They are all human beings. Human beings cannot establish the kingdom of Rama. The Golden Age is known as the kingdom of Rama. No one knows about these things. Human beings perform so much devotion and go on physical pilgrimages. Day means the time when it is the kingdom of deities in the golden and silver ages. The path of devotion starts in the night. There is no devotion in the golden age. The Father explains about this knowledge, devotion and disinterest. There are two types of disinterest. One is that of the Hatha Yogis of the path of isolation. They leave their homes and go into the forests. You now have unlimited renunciation of the whole land of death. The Father says this whole world is going to be completely burnt. You have to understand the drama very well. It continues to tick away like a louse. Whatever happens now is going to repeat identically after a cycle of 5,000 years. You must understand this very well and have unlimited renunciation. For instance, when someone goes abroad, he asks, "Can I study this knowledge over there?" The father replies, "You can study this knowledge wherever you sit. For this, you first have to take the 7 days course." It is very easy for a soul to understand all of these aspects. When you were the masters of the Satipatthana world, you were Satipatthana. You have now become Tamopatthana. Having taken 84 births, you have become absolutely worth not a penny. How do you become worth a pound? It is now the Iron Age, and it will then definitely become the Golden Age. The father explains this in such a simple way. You have to understand the 7 days course, how you became Tamopatthana from Satipatthana. You became Tamopatthana by sitting on the pyre of lust. You now have to sit on the pyre of this knowledge and become Satipatthana. The history and geography of the world repeat, and the cycle continues to turn. It is now the Confluence Age, and it will then be the Golden Age. You have now become vicious in the Iron Age. So how will you become viceless in the Golden Age? The Father shows the way to do this. They call out, "We have no virtues. Make us full of virtues." Only those who became this a cycle ago will become this again. The Father explains, "Consider yourselves to be a soul. A soul leaves the body and takes another. You now have to become soul conscious. It is now that you receive the knowledge of how to become soul conscious. It is not that you are able to remain constantly soul conscious. No, in the Golden Age your bodies will have names. All the activities of Lakshmi and Narayan are carried out through their names. This is now the Confluence Age, when the Father explains, you came bodiless and you have to return bodiless. Consider yourselves to be souls and remember the Father. This is your spiritual pilgrimage. You souls, remember your spiritual Father. It is only by remembering the Father that your sins will be cut away. This is called the fire of yoga. You can remember him anywhere. In 7 days, you have to explain how the cycle turns and how we come down the ladder. It is only in this one birth that there is the ascending stage. Merlis are also sent abroad to the children who live there. This is a school. In fact, this is a godfatherly university. This is the Raj Yoga that is mentioned in the Gita. However, Sri Krishna cannot be God, as even Brahma, Vishnu and Shankar are deities. You are now making effort to become deities again. Prajapita Brahma would also definitely be here. The father of the people is a human being. People are surely created here. The father has given a very easy explanation of the meaning of Hamso. On the path of devotion, they say that each soul is the supreme soul. That is why they say that God is omnipresent. The Father says, It is a soul who is present in everyone. How could I be present in everyone? You call out to me, O Purifier, come and purify us. Incorporeal souls come and take their own chariots. Those are the thrones of all immortal souls. You can call it a throne or a chariot. The Father does not have a chariot of his own. He is remembered as the incorporeal. He neither has a corporeal body nor a subtle body. Only when the incorporeal one sits in a chariot can he speak. How would he purify the impure without a chariot? The Father says, I, the incorporeal one, come and take this one on loan. It is a temporary loan. He is called the lucky chariot. The Father makes you children Trikaldashi by explaining the secrets of the beginning, middle and end of the world. No other human beings can know this knowledge. At present all are atheists. The Father comes and makes you into theists. He has told you the secret of the Creator and creation. No one else apart from you can explain this. You attain such a high status through this knowledge. Only at this time do you Brahmins receive this knowledge. The Father comes now at the confluence to give this knowledge. The Father is the only one who grants salvation. No human being can grant salvation to another. All of those gurus belong to the path of devotion. The Satguru is only one. It is of him that it is said, Wah Satguru Wah. This is called a school. The aim and objective is to become Narayan from an ordinary human being. All of those stories belong to the path of devotion. You have no attainment by studying the Gita. The Father says, I come to teach you children personally. It is through this that you attain that status. The main aspect in this is to become pure. You have to remember the Father. It is in this that Maya creates obstacles. You remember the Father in order to claim your inheritance. This knowledge is sent to all of the children. No Murli should ever be missed. To miss a Murli means to receive an absent mark. Wherever you are, you can still be refreshed by a Murli. You have to follow Srimat. The Father says, even when you go abroad, you definitely do have to remain pure. You have to be a Vaishnav. There are two types of Vaishnav, true Vaishnavs and Valabcharis, who indulge in vice. They are not pure. You become pure and also become part of the dynasty of Vishnu. You remain Vaishnavs there. You do not indulge in vice. That is the land of immortality. This is the land of death where people indulge in vice. You are now going to the land of Vishnu where there are no vices. That is a viceless world. You claim sovereignty over the world with the power of your yoga. The two sides fight each other and you take the butter from in between them. You are establishing your own kingdom. Give this message to everyone. Even small children have a right to hear this. They are children of Shiv Baba and they therefore all have a right to it. Tell everyone, consider yourself to be a soul. When a mother and father have this knowledge, they will also teach their children to remember Shiv Baba. No one other than Shiv Baba is to be remembered. By having remembrance of the One, you become Satapratthan from Tamopratthan. You need to study very well for this. You can study this even while living abroad. You don't need any books for this. You can study this while sitting anywhere. You can have remembrance with your intellect. This study is very easy. You receive power by having yoga, remembrance. You are now becoming the masters of the world. The Father purifies you by teaching you Raja Yoga. That is Hatha Yoga. This is Raja Yoga. You have to take a lot of precautions in this. You have to become full of all virtues like Lakshmi and Narayan. You have to take precautions with your food and drink. You also have to remember the Father so that your sins of many births can be cut away. This is known as easy Raja Yoga to attain the kingdom. If you do not claim the kingdom, you become poor. You become elevated by following Srimat fully. You have to become elevated from corrupted. For this you have to remember the Father. You are those who received this knowledge a cycle ago and are receiving it again. There is no other kingdom in the Golden Age. That is called the Land of Happiness. This is now the land of sorrow, whereas the place from where you souls come is the land of peace. Shiv Baba is amazed at what people in this world do. People beat their heads so much in order for there to be fewer children born. They don't understand that that task is only the Father's task. The Father quickly, in one stroke, establishes one religion and inspires the destruction of all other religions. Those people create so many new drugs for birth control. The Father has only one medicine. One religion has to be established. The time will come when you will all say that you have become pure. There will then be no need for any medicine. Baba has given you the medicine of Man above, through which you become pure for 21 births. Acha. To the sweetest beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bapdada. The Spiritual Father says Namaste to you, spiritual children, and the spiritual children say Namaste to the Spiritual Father. Essence for Dana 1. Become a real Vaishnav by remaining pure. Take full precautions with your food and drink. In order to become elevated, you definitely have to follow Srimat. 2. Refresh yourself with a Murli. Wherever you live, make effort to become Satapratthan. You must never miss a Murli even for a day. Blessing. May you become a constant embodiment of success in the service you do of world benefit as a practical example by having benefited yourself. Nowadays, almost all illnesses are of heart failure. In the same way, in terms of spiritual progress, there is more illness of people being disheartened. By seeing a practical transformation in a disheartened soul, people develop courage and power. They have heard a lot and now want to see something. They want to bring about transformation in themselves by seeing an example. So, for world benefit, first of all, show them the sample of your benefiting yourself. The way to become an embodiment of success in the service you do of world benefit is to become a practical example. The Father's revelation will only take place through this. They will only accept everything when they see the things you speak about in your practical form. Slogan: to harmonize your ideas with those of others is to give regard. Aviat signal: now have the deep concern to become complete and karmateet. In order to become karmateet, check to what extent you have become detached from any bondage of your actions. To what extent have you become free from selfish motives in regard to your lokic and alokic, and in actions and relationships? When you become free from any influence of karmic accounts and any wasteful nature or sanskars, you will then become able to attain the karmateet stage. No type of service, gathering or adverse situation should make you fluctuate in your original elevated stage. To be free from even this bondage is to become closer to the karmateet stage. Om Shanti.